Call off now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Stay still.
Fortunate for you, it's such a rough night tonight. But welcome to our humble little prefabricated castle. It's amazing what you can do with shipping containers these days. If you would like to come inside and get out of these cold weather elements and come and meet Madame Perry, the mistress of this establishment, and I will prepare some refreshments for you. She is over here in the basement. Yes, pay no attention to the equipment. It's all perfectly legal. She, University of Phoenix graduate, online, but she didn't cheat. And I will prepare some refreshments for you. And over here, you will find Kenya, the friendly ghost. And don't find me tricky. Don't be tricky. She can see right through you. And over here is our gracious host, Madame Perry. Please welcome her.
Hello, woo-hoo, darling Igor. I am so delighted to be here with my friend Kenya, the friendly ghost. Kenya.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
How are you feeling?
I feel a little bit ghostly tonight.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, all right, girl. Well, I know we both had to ghost a few people in our time. That's bad humor, but hey, I put bad humor on the sign, right? So, all right. Well,
there you
I am
go.
So. You've been gone so long that I am glad to have you back here co-hosting with me. Being a ghost, you didn't take up much room. Igor is a new hire. I hope he works out, but let me know what you really think, in the end.
I like him already.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. He seems to have something special about him.
Yes, I thankfully managed to pass the drug test. Rogaine doesn't count.
Well, you're in.
Okay. Now, Igor, we're going to have several guests in tonight, so make sure you keep the drinks, flowing, bubbling, whatever you do, a hot and scalding vodka or something.
You.
I don't know.
Let
okay.
me surprise you. I have plenty. I have
okay.
a monster mash tun making the moonshine as we speak.
Oh, all right.
Moonshine. So that's what's in that big pot. Brewing is moonshine.
Don't breathe it. You'll go blind.
Serve me up a cup, honey. Serve me up a cup. I'll take one to go.
It will show up on a drug test. I will warn you that.
Okay, give me half a cup. I'm sorry.
I don't know. She's a ghost. Will it matter? Well, I'm just so glad, again, to welcome you with me, Kenya and Igor, to another Halloween party. We haven't had a Halloween party in way too long. I've got some so many wonderful things. Got some music from Killy Dwyer. I've got readers coming in. I've got more music from Valentine Wolf. And you know what? I think since some of the guests haven't dropped in yet, but I think they're pretty close, I am going to play a song by Killy Dwyer. And it's a lovely little tune. It's a sweet little melody. And it is called, you know what it's called? Got any ideas?
Hypochondriac?
Hypochondriac. Yes, Kelly Dwyer. Woohoo. Let's give that woman a blue ribbon. So Yeah, there we go. Kelly Dwyer. Hypochondriac, except I can't find it now. Have you been playing in here? Have you been messing with stuff?
I was playing in here, yeah, but I knew what it was, but that was just because I can see all things, so it's not because I was in there for real, for real.
What is, oh, hi, okay, here we go, girl.
I can't tell if it's just the song with the moonshine, but I'm getting this deep 70s vibe. Like psychedelic something, something.
Well, roll with it or flow with it, your ghostly self. So,
I'm thinking, oh, my gosh.
I know. That's what it's all about. We have been so overdue for a party. So overdue.
Yeah.
Igor, where is he? Where is that slacker? I mean, where is
okay.
that man?
I'm over here, not over there. Don't look over here. Just look over here.
Okay, Igor, I think I see somebody is at the door. Could you have that, please?
Oh,
it's like
yes,
a couple.
Hold on one moment.
A couple. A lovely couple.
Hold on, I will do that. Back.
Okay.
your
Hello?
Counsel, madam.
Make them welcome, Igor. Make them welcome. It's Marilyn Patrick.
Please have a seat. Enjoy your stay.
Hello?
We just had the couch respring, so you should be fine.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, Patrick. Can you see? Is it too dark for you?
No. No.
I think they're a little cautious. They're walking
very... eating my carrots.
It's never too dark for Patrick.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but you are among friends, you know, like us.
Us, yes.
Sometimes
they,
we're the
they
best
look
you
like
got.
They're a little nervous.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go first.
Where are you going to go? Wait, you got to get a drink. Marilyn, get a settle in. Sit down. Get a drink.
Coming. I'm coming with the drinks. Let's see. LSD-25 for you. LSD-25 for you. Oh, wait. No. Sorry. These are your drinks. It is the house special. It is equal parts prune juice and vodka. It's called the Pile Driver.
Oh!
Ew.
Power driver for real.
I hope you bought something of your own, y'all. Okay, so it's okay.
I'm gonna let them try first.
Yeah.
Now I just feel slighted. Now I just feel slighted.
Oh, Igor, no.
I'm going to go over here and cry like I've been watching Gilmore Girls on marathon. I will talk to you later.
Oh, great. A new hire, and I'm already upset. Somebody help me out here. So, Marilyn and Patrick, welcome to the party.
Hi.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go first. I have some poems by Edward Gorey.
Oh, good.
A young man grew increasingly peaky in a house where the hinges were squeaky. The ferns curled up brown, the ceiling flaked down, and all the faucets were leaky.
I think I lived there before.
A dreary young bank clerk named Venice wished to flaunt an aura of menace. To make people afraid, he wore gloves of gray suede and white footgear intended for tennis. A certain
Could
young man,
nephew.
It was no... What was that?
Oh, it sounds like one of my nephews, but go ahead.
Exactly. A certain young man, it was noted, went about in the heat thickly coated. He said, "You may scoff, but I shan't take it off, because underneath I'm horribly bloated."
Oh, my.
And last but not least,
yes.
Each night Father fills me with dread when he sits on the foot of my bed. I don't mind that he speaks in gibbers and squeaks, but for 17 years he's been dead.
Oh my.
See, that's the ghost in me that actually can relate to this.
And here I thought we were safe because it didn't involve Nantucket anywhere. So
yes, there was no Nantucket.
No, we're moving on to Bartha's Vineyard.
Okay, so that's great.
Patrick has.
Wait, what were you going to say?
you guys, I know it's kind of foggy, spooky in here, but you can speak up a little louder if you want, because I don't want anybody to miss this. And by the way, before you read your story, tell your tale, do your thing, Patrick, I'm going to ask Igor to open the door for the next guest.
Okay.
I am on my way already. I will be there in just a moment.
All right. You ready? Okay, ready?
Yes, I am. We really need some WD-40 around here, you know that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Oh, it's Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Good evening.
Ooh, how are you?
I'm good. I was listening to Igor on the radio, and I just wanted to run right over to the house and meet Kendra, the friendly ghost, and everybody. And it's just great to see everyone through the magic of technology. I hope everyone's having a great Halloween season.
Right out here in cyberspace, the future is ours. Kenya the friendly ghost, my friend. You've heard me talk about Larry. And, of course, I don't think you know Marilyn. Marilyn and Patrick Opitz.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, it's really nice to meet everyone.
And, of course, you know, by the way, keep this down. I just hired Igor. They told me he was he did very well in his butler training and mixing drinks at the, what do you call that? It's a home for wayward
ghouls.
Boys. Ghouls, yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
They're not all wayward, but some are. And you need those places. You need those places.
Yes, yes. Who wants a boring old people, regular people?
Right?
Charter school or crap like that. So, yeah, glad to be here. By the way, folks, we have said, I'm going to announce this now, put this out on the air earlier, but if people want to call in, say hello, give a shout out, we've got prizes for callers.
Ooh, I like prizes.
And I think we've got one now. Igor.
Yes, madam. May I help you?
Shake a leg, Igor. We got somebody at the door.
Oh, you mean open. I'm sorry. I was too busy dancing. Sorry.
Okay.
He's good, though.
This party is really jumping.
This door's good, though.
You really should be more specific. You know that Klingon is my first language.
Oh. I skipped that on the resume, on your CV entirely. Okay. All right. Well,
that's what I mean when I say multilingual.
Oh, gosh. All right. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon, this new caller. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, I think that's me. Larry.
No, I think it's somebody with I'm going to call them 678 right now. I'll call them 678.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. That's perfectly fine. It's dark in here.
I think this fire is supposed to go over here. I apologize.
Okay. I'm going to call this person from the zone of 3993.
Hello.
I don't have a name. Hi. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Halloween party.
Thank you.
And to whom am I speaking?
I'm sorry?
I said, to whom are we speaking?
This is Shanice.
Shanice?
Hi, Denise.
Oh, Denise. Yes. Denise. This is your first time here.
This is my first time calling.
Oh, Denise. Well, Denise, look around you. Igor, wave an arm. Yours or one of those others there. Denise, meet my co-host
all of them.
And dear friend, Kenya the Friendly Ghost.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, Kenya. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I love your calmness. You're so calm. All of this weirdness, well, I'm sorry, not weirdness. All of this differentness going around.
Well, wait till she gets one of
that remark.
Wait till she gets one of Igor's drinks. Okay, and of course, my lovely couple, Marilyn and Patrick Opitz.
Hello.
Yes.
And the absolutely charming, talented, tall and handsome Larry Marcinko.
Larry.
You're
I
too
love
kind. And like the song says, I really am a cancer. What's that song?
Bring it
it's
back,
true.
Larry. Bring it back, Larry.
It's true. And then when people ask what sign I am, which isn't every day, and I tell them, they think, yeah. Anyway.
Float on. Yes. Go on, Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Float on.
Like
but, you know,
float on.
I do have a band, and actually, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going.
Yes, I hate to interrupt. But, you know, Igor reminded me of a poem. Now, I brought a poem to read, but when Igor was talking about moonshine, he reminded me of another poem, and it kind of goes like this. It goes, even a man who is pure at heart and says his prayers by night becomes a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and there's moonshine.
Oh!
That's from the Wolfman. Actually, the moon shines bright. Get it? So. I brought another poem. The poem that I brought is it okay to read this? Okay,
it
I'm going to
okay.
take that as a yes.
But you know what?
Okay.
Stay. Hold up, Larry, while you float
oh,
on.
Sure.
You know how much I love
Don't
that song?
Float on.
Don't float
it's
on.
It's a great song, isn't it?
It is great. And, yes, float on. So, I can see, Kenya, I don't know if you're too young to know this, is when you were a baby ghost, Mr. V's figure eight in Atlanta.
I know it well. I wasn't there, but the reputation, it lives on, believe me.
That's called float on.
Float on.
The float on by the floaters?
No.
Is that what you're
Yeah.
That's it.
Who did float on?
I thought it was by the floaters.
You're probably right.
There was a band called the Floaters, and yes.
Are you guys? I'm sorry. Did I lose? Can you guys hear me? I think I got kicked out. I'm back in now.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, float on.
By the floaters. Hi, my name
by
is Larry. I'm a cancer. All right.
That's right.
And if you like
great.
And if you like long walks in the moonlight.
That's right.
Looking at my eyes. And if you have a bank account and a it can help
so
me get a cell phone.
My name is Charles, and he's like, my name is Charles. I'm like, oh, my God. I'd hear that my whole life.
There is, folks. There's a British comedian actor. His name is Rick. I cannot think of his last name now. But when I first found him, he had all these videos where he does versions of other performers. And he did the thing Float On, but the characters are George Michael, Mick Jagger, Lemmy from Motorhead, and I forget who the other one was. And it's a scream, so I'll share that all with you later.
You have to
Larry,
share that.
Hold on. Larry, while you've got your enchanting voice there, hold on, because I'm going to have another enchanting male voice read a poem. Patrick Opitz has something to read first, and before I lose him, because I never know, he's always got a gig.
I'm here and I'm ready.
All right.
So I thought, since everyone by now is familiar with some of the more famous Edgar Allan Poe poems, I'd go with something that was, I guess you might say, a B-side. But what everyone, who's old enough to remember record albums that actually had B-sides will tell you is that if you only go for the greatest hits you never know what material you might be missing on the original albums. You might find something that you like.
Yes,
that's
so
true.
This time around, we are going to go for 1845's The Sleeper. At midnight in the month of June, I stand beneath the mystic moon. An opiate vapor, dewy, dim, exhales from out her golden rim, and softly dripping, drop by drop, upon the quiet mountaintop, steals drowsily and musically into the universal valley. The rosemary nods upon the grave, the lily lolls upon the wave, wrapping the fog about its breast, the ruin borders into rest. Looking like left, see the lake, a conscious slumber seems to take, and would not for the world awake. All beauty sleeps, and lo, where lies her easement open to the skies, Irene with her destinies. Oh, lady bright, can it be right, this window open to the night, the wanton airs from the treetop laughingly through the lattice drop, the bodiless airs, a wizard rout, flit through thy chamber in and out, and wave the curtain canopy so fitfully, so fearfully, above the closed and fridged lid, neath thy slumbering soul lies hid, that o'er the floor and down the wall, like ghosts, the shadows rise and fall. Oh, lady dear, hast thou no fear? Why, and what art thou dreaming here? Sure thou art come from far-off seas, a wonder to these garden trees. Strange is thy pallor, strange thy dress, strange above all thy length of tress in this all-solemn silentness. The lady sleeps. Oh, may her sleep, which is enduring, so be deep. Heaven have her in its sacred keep. This chamber changed for one more holy, this bed for one more melancholy. I pray to God that she may lie forever with unopened eye while the dim sheeted ghosts pass by. My love, she sleeps. Oh, may her sleep, as it is lasting, so be deep. Soft may the worms about her creep. Far in the forest, dim and old, for her may some tall vault unfold, some vault that off hung flung its black and wing panels fluttering back, triumphant over the crested pales of her grand family funerals, some sepulture remote alone, against whose portal she has thrown in childhood many an idle stone, some tomb from out whose sounding door she never shall force an echo more. Thrilling to think, poor child of sin, that it was the dead who groaned within.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh.
I've got some fingers popping over here.
Good grief. I reach for my support corgis and they hid.
Did anybody else hear wind blowing in the night?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. That was lovely. Whew. I think it's time.
Well,
while
you
we
can't
all kind
say
of...
lovely. Jennifer,
no,
you
not
can't
lovely.
Say lovely.
It was,
It was ghoulish. It was,
Well, all right. Kenya, the friendly ghost.
I know the friendliness in me was just, I actually was watching a movie while he was reading it. I'm just visualizing all of it. And my little ghostly self just ran over in my corner like, this is the big kid stuff.
Ooh. This is the big kid stuff.
I love it. Very good.
Well, while we gather ourselves, our wits about us, and wait for the next reading, Larry's next reading, and the next whatever, Denise, are you going to stay for a while?
Yes, I'm going to be listening.
Okay, well, then I'll get Igor to take you over a drink. Hey, darling.
Sorry. I was watching Steel and Shaquille O'Neal, and it was getting to the good part.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to play a little message, but I'm leaving everyone's mic hot. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say before you play the message, if you can let Igor get Denise one of those special drinks he has over there, that just kind of get the party started. Something tell me Denise gets kind of wild in a second, so.
Well, I happen to have a very special drink. It is equal parts Spanish Fly, Everclear, Night Train, and Thunderbird. I call it the Cluster Bomb.
Oh, God. We want to break her in, but we don't want to kill the poor woman. Not yet.
Yeah. I don't want her to have nightmares. Denise,
I'll
are you okay?
I'll water
yes,
it down
I'm
with some
okay.
Tang, madam.
All right, darling. Okay. Well, when I go to the message, everyone's mic will be hot, so be careful what you say. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic, I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore, you know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing was the Madam Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh. Right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the duck, I'm like, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
EQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, Intruder Alert. EQ 3, Intruder Alert.
Well, well, well. Igor, how are those drinks coming along?
Very well. I had to switch to Pyrex. Unfortunately, it melted through the glass on the table and the floor. And we're really cooking magma any minute now, so you might want to cut the show a little short.
Okay. You know, all right, darling. Well, you're still doing a great job. Although, I don't know about y'all, but
I'm not drinking that drink. I don't know what you're trying to say, but I'm not drinking it.
I think we're witnessing. I think we're seeing the next Speaker of the House right there, Igor. What do you think?
Potentially, this could be interesting.
I could see him bringing people together.
Yeah, he's gonna burn a hole through my sheet with all of this. This is a strong drink.
If you can handle Taco Bell, you can handle this.
I can handle what, that again, Eeyore?
If you can handle Taco Bell, you can handle this.
Oh, DC, I don't touch Taco Bell, so I'm here to tell you.
Well, thanks for the warning.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, Eeyore. So, I think it's time for Larry. You have another story for us.
Yeah, Larry.
Hey.
Yeah, Larry.
That drink was excellent, Eeyore. Thank you very much. You're a gentleman. Yeah, around this time, I was.
Larry, you got a lot of hair on your chest, huh?
It's a hair on his
not,
chest.
Not when it's only a half moon.
With that drink, if you drunk that, you got a lot of hair on your chest, your back.
Hey,
be careful, Marilyn. Be careful.
If that drink puts hair on your chest, what would happen if I took my head?
Be very careful. It's October. Well, you know, this time of year, around October, I love to read something by Ray Bradbury. And in fact, one of the best things to read on earth is in Ray Bradbury's book, October Country, The October Country, the minute that you open the book to the very first page in most editions, it has this prologue. It's a prose poem, and it's really excellent, and I'm going to read it now. The October Country. That country where it is always turning late in the year. That country where the hills are fog and the rivers are mist. Where noons go quickly, dusks and twilights linger, and midnights stay. That country composed in the main of cellars, sub-cellars, coal bins, closets, attics, and pantries faced away from the sun. That country whose people are autumn people, thinking only autumn thoughts. Whose people passing at night on the empty walks sound like rain. That's Ray Bradbury from the October Country.
Ooh,
I love
and thank
autumn.
You for allowing me to read that.
I can
beautiful.
Feel that. Yeah,
one of my
I can
favorite authors. One of the best times of the year.
This is my favorite time of the year as well. So you know, October, Halloween, ghosts, all that.
Yes.
But that was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes.
Well,
thank you so much.
And now I must be headed back to a rehearsal for a Halloween party on Thursday. And thank you so much for your hospitality.
Well
go party. Get the party started.
Yeah. Well, everyone have a good night. And
thank you, Larry.
As Bill Cardill, as Chili Billy used to say on Chiller Theater Saturday nights in the Pittsburgh area, good night and sleep warm.
Ooh, thank you, Larry.
And Larry, as another friend of yours said, another one of your friends, oh, he's already gone. Yeah, Larry, just read, drink, and run. I'll play this anyway.
I told
when Larry
says
bye, he means goodbye.
I have the greatest enthusiasm for it.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. By the way, Denise, make sure that you get your address to me since you called in so I can send you a prize, a goodie bag. On Facebook through Madam Perry Salon or Jennifer Maudette Perry.
Yay for Denise.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Now, Marilyn, Patrick, we have a very spooky story. It's written by Scott Noel, who is the publisher of Dream Forge magazine. And
okay.
they can all be found at site Dark Visions. And our friend, who's a writer, cast, producer, and host, and playwright, Sherry Rabinowitz is going to read it. But first, while the moon is bright and we're here tonight, before the story, and going to play a little something by our friends Valentine Wolf, and it is called Lupercalia.
Thank you.
Talia by Valentine Wolf. Did you like that?
Oh, my. You know what? You got me, Jennifer. So when Hypochondriac came on, I was like, I bet this is going to be, like, so calm. It was like, mad. And then this came on, I was like, I bet this is going to be so crazy. It's just, and it was the calmest song. I was like, she got me. So I'm very calm now. The ghost in me is like relaxing, and I'm not all uptight. So thank you, ma'am.
Well, I didn't want your sheet to get all wrinkled or anything, you know, just.
Yeah, my sheet's doing okay round about now. I'm good.
Right.
What did she say? I can't hear.
Yes, I can't. We can't hear you very well, Meryl.
I said, is the sheet permanent press?
Yes.
Permanent press?
It's permanent press. In my line of work, Marilyn, it has to be. The expectations are so high. You can't show up all wrinkly on this job.
Before I play the story by Scott Noel, does anyone have a particular Halloween story or a scary thing they want to share? Marilyn, I know you and Patrick live in a place where there is a lot of scary stuff going on. Because it's the old battlefields?
One of our old places.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
We had a lot. We were...
Share a good one.
Yeah, can you get close to the mic? To your mic,
yeah,
honey?
Yeah. Okay. We had a lot. We had a lot of hauntings there. And
like what?
Quite a bit of visitation.
Ooh, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Was it because of where it was?
Yes, I think it's where we were in a historical city, Frederick, Maryland, that really hadn't been that much turnover. And there's also a military medical hospital there, and as well as dates back to the Civil War. And then there is a Civil War battlefield near there, and then it also is like about 15, 20 minutes away from Gettysburg. So there's a lot of activity. I saw, you know, one of the tamer visitations I had was I was sitting there watching TV and I had my laptop up and just on the couch and my hair was up on a ponytail, and all of a sudden I felt somebody pull on it, and I knew my Patrick was asleep and down the hall, and I turned and then I felt it again. We'd had a lot of activity, and I finally said, just stop it. And then I saw a man, it was a outline of a man kind of sulk away, and then there was a door where there usually isn't a door. All of a sudden, a door appears, and the door opens, and he went in the door and left. And then the door
was
closed. Oh, my God. So how long before you guys moved? Like, was it that night?
Oh, no. We had so many things happen to us in that apartment. It was crazy. We have that episode we did was a few weeks ago where we came on and we talked about all of our stories, and mostly in that apartment, but... We I wish we could have moved it at some point, but we did later move. We were there about 3.5 years, and every time I thought, oh, it's going to get better, then it would get worse, and something else crazy would happen.
My God. You guys are my heroes, let me tell you right now, because I am a person, the ghost that I am, they call me the friendly ghost, because I can't get down with all that other stuff that just happened to you. It don't fit.
Yeah, and I have some friends who, when I started telling my story, they told me their stories, and just wild. Just wild. And
I would have moved from the state. I know me. I probably would have just...
Yeah, I know. It's so strange because I had a few things. Only when I was living in an older house did I have some other kind of visitations. But this one apartment, and it's a fairly new complex. But we think it had something to do with where it was, you know, where it was situated, either where something that had happened on the land or just the area around it. It was pretty wild. And then
I love it.
What's that?
I'm sorry, Marilyn. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Well, anyway, it was just, and even there were some weird things that of the people who were alive that were living there too.
Oh,
really? Some wild people were there too, so they were kind of scary.
Oh my
like,
God.
Remember that guy that would always talk in the rain? You know, there was a strange guy. Every time it was pouring out rain, and once again, Patrick was sound asleep. Had no clue, and all of a sudden there would be this guy who would go out in the pouring rain with his cell phone and be yelling into his phone in the pouring rain, just getting rained on, back and walking the same area back and forth, pacing back and forth, yelling into his phone every time it was raining. And I got it would wake me up because he'd be out there yelling, and it was always on our side of the apartment complex. So finally, one time, I kept thinking, oh well, sooner or later he's gonna get back in because it's raining. And finally, one time I woke Patrick up. I said, don't worry about it. And he called one time. I finally called the police, and it turned out he had some problems, and it was just something he did. That's just JoJo. He just does that all the time. And I was like, what?
Aww.
Okay, that's not normal. But let me say this. I think I figured out that your husband's coping mechanism is to sleep through it.
Just things don't wake him up like they wake me up, so.
Yeah, see, that's how he was able to stay there for so long. He really don't know half of the things that happened.
Now, the trick is that you just have to make them aware that you're not going to be afraid of some jangling chains or anything like that. So,
see, I thought you were going to say you have to take a lot of sleeping pills before you go to sleep.
Now, see, they want attention. So if you remember to act like you're not bothered, then you're not feeding the beast then.
You guys are very brave people. That's all I know.
I wanted to say thank you so much for having me on the call tonight. I had so much fun, but I do have to run out right now. I hope that's
okay.
Okay.
I'm
looking forward to tuning in another time.
Denise, you are welcome all the time. These are your new friends. We are your new friends.
Thank you. You remind me to have fun.
All right. Have fun, Denise. Good night.
Yes. Good night. Yes. Nope. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, you got to get our information, right?
Well, she's going to message me on Facebook. So,
okay, cool.
So we have one more story. And by the way, for everybody listening, it's the episode with Marilyn and Patrick Opitz. I titled it The Paranormal Couple. And it's a recent episode, and you can get it on just about anything, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeart Radio Podcast, everywhere you can catch it. So, now,
I'm
going
to go back and catch it, because they just scared me to death right now, so I can imagine a whole show.
Oh, wow. And you're a ghost. And you're a ghost.
And I'm, but I'm a friendly ghost.
Yeah,
okay.
I mind my manners.
Okay.
You can't get good help these days.
What'd you say, Igor?
You can't get good help these days.
You just
can't. Good. Oh, please. Igor, you
this
are good
last...
helper. You better stay. Okay. One
leave.
More story. The Lost Soul, written by Scott Noel, a publisher of Dreamforge magazine. Our friend, author, playwright, and podcaster of her own show, Chatting with Sherry. She has fantastic guests, and she's been very helpful to me. And I'm going to play it's a little short story, and we're going to play it. Oh, it's stacked up here right on top of The Pickup by Marilyn Opitz, but it's The Lost Soul. Here we go.
Hi, Madam Perry. Thank you so much for inviting me to your Halloween celebration. I'm so excited to be here. I am introducing a new story. It's for Halloween. It's called The Lost Soul by Scott Noel. He's the editor and publisher of Dreamforge magazine, and he's a writer himself, and he allowed me to read the story, so I hope you all enjoy it. It flapped like a wounded bird, struggling weakly at his approach. Caught in the lantern light and bounded by what the storm had left behind. It glistened, what there was of it, like wet cellophane. Obadala felt a chill. The fingers of the wind were playing ill-mattered games with his nightclothes, just as the clouds in passing had seen fit to tear down homes and harvest throughout the valley. In the corner of the sky, the moon and a few stars had taken back their territory, throwing wan light against the clouds still veined with famulous streaks of light. When the thunder reached him, the hard man cringed. Having had most of his place shaken loose around him, Obadala had no stomach for waiting for the morning light. He had come face to face with the devil in the dark as soon as the wind stopped screaming. Instead of the devil, he found the transparency. The little glistening he could be sure of only in the corner of his eye. Slowly now, it circled a cage made of splintered branches, blown down roofing, and a bit of fence that had lately kept rabbits from Odila's cabbage shoots. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, said Abdullah. He had knew some things more than hunger and the bitterness of age. By the time he had the wisp in his burlap sack, he was fairly sure of what he had found. A spirit blown loose of a body killed in the storm. A soul lost before the stars could clear its way to heaven. With the sack on the table, the lantern wick low, the soul shone through the rough fabric like coals, glowing the color of ice. It had ceased the struggle, and Abdullah drew close. He hardly blinked, but sat unfeeling in fascinated dormancy, trying to understand his good fortune or perhaps the crime he was committing, though he suspected fear and wariness. kept him from appreciating the weight of either. What to do, he whispered to himself, his fingers working the strings that cinched his bag. If I shooed you up the hill in daylight, could you rise if I hold you? He considered the thought that whoever the spirit belonged to was not meant to die, that the Holy Ghost had been guiding this one back to its rightful home, only to be dashed against unaccountable black storms and found by the cursed Abdallah. Even as he thought these things, the hard scrabble man knew he was not going up the hill at daybreak. In all his life, little at which his fingers grasped ever stayed put, and yet now something more than all the readers of holy books, kings, and coin merchants had was his. Snuffling the lantern and losing what little warmth it gave allowed his best view of the wisp. And Abdallah opened the neck of the bag, drawing as close as if he would speak to the soul of the secret it knew, and of the mysteries beyond life that made liars of robed and learned men. As he worked, the soul dimmed. A few motes of starlight defined its transparency, and there is nothing more to see, but in looking, Abdallah felt dark energies of light. Storm redoubled in endless succession all around him. The world? It was a mote within a mote, and all of history, a second within a second, and seeing the whispered smallest of all he had ever known, Abdallah began at last to smile. And happily, thereafter, to weep. Thank you.
Whoa.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, hey. Thank you. Sherry Rabinowitz for reading this. Whoa.
Thank you, Sherry.
Oh, man. Well, folks, I just love y'all so much, and thank you for bringing back the Halloween party. Kenya, the friendly ghost, flew in. My paranormal couple, Marilyn and Patrick Opitz. And Igor, you've done an exceptional job.
Thank you. Please remember to leave positive feedback on eBay for me.
Well, you know, I would offer it to the guests, but I think three of them are dead. So they're no longer here. They're no longer here. Maybe they're just taking a nap. Maybe they just took a nap.
No, that was the last drink that I gave them. It was the liquid dynamite. It was made of mocha and X-Lax.
Oh, so, no. You've got to. Now, Igor, no. You can't do this to people.
He's a killer.
Igor.
We'll be back later.
Igor is a killer.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a little performance review, but I still think you're quite a talent. I do.
And you're very creative.
Yeah. Very. Marilyn, Patrick, any input on the?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
We say keep the butler. Yay!
Yay! All right. So, Igor. Here you go. There you go. Good boy. Good boy.
Good boy. Good boy.
Good boy.
You need to stop that. I'm starting to like it.
Okay. Well, the better you
do,
the better you do, the more you can hope. All right. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to my producer, Megan Whitlock, helps me put everything together.
Oh, I got to be like the luckiest girl in the world. Igor, you could be better. Marilyn and Patrick, I'm still going to meet you guys in real life one day. Hopefully.
Yay.
Soon. Kenya, the friendly ghost, you've just been magnificent. And everybody else, Larry that called in.
Awesome.
Sherry Rabinowitz reading. The story by Scott Noel. Denise that called in,
awesome.
Our new friend. Did I miss anybody?
Yay, Denise. No, this is awesome. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, delighted. And our friends, Valentine Wolf for the music, as well as Kelly Dwyer. Thank them so much.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thanks so much. Everyone has
well,
have a happy Halloween.
Well, thank
happy
you.
Happy Halloween, Marilyn.
Take care.
Let me open the door for you. Here you go.
Okay. Bye, Patrick. Bye, Igor.
Break it up. Break it up. You can't hang around here anymore.
Right.
You don't have
hurry
to go
up.
Home, but you can stay here.
Hurry up. Keep it moving.
Bye.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, I think the only thing left to do is just to leave. And you know what? I'm going to go back here, and I don't know whether to end with a little bit more of Kelly Dwyer. Oh, I know what. My friend Bruce, and a song of his. I'll just start off with a little bit of that as we go out. My friend Bruce, and there is also a movie out about his wife. It's called Love to Love You, about the Donna Summer.
Oh.
And
nice.
This, I think,
nice.
It had been one of the first songs they wrote together. Bruce is on tour again. I've seen him live, I don't know, three times, and he's an excellent performer. And I think you'll recognize the song and how it fits in. So we're going to all go out to this, and, hey, I love each and every one of you. I love
you. You say I'm out on the street tonight.
Igor the butler.
Picking up all kinds of strangers.
Strangers.
The price is right.
The price is right.
You can't score if your pocket's tight.
No.
You want a good time. You ask yourself who they are. Like anybody else. They come from near and far. Sad girl.
Sad girl. Everybody.
Talking about the sad girl. Sad girl. Talking about the bad girl. Now it's Friday.